Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Aloha, amigos. It's me, Fentanyl, the dragon. I am named after the product that my bosses, CCP, bring into your country. We will talk about fentanyl in a moment, but first the COVID hoax that I launched with your Bill Gates and, of course, Klaus Schwab on you a year ago. And now you see what happens. You are in fear to leave your home, and Marvin Hagler took shot and died. Just like your Hank Aaron, he said, take a shot to protect other people. But now it's admitted it does not protect you from COVID. And Fauci good. He says you still can't go out at the vaccine. You must social distance and stay close. And Canada say the same thing. Do you say it? UK, Australia, because I design plan. That stands for stupid Americans. You collapse while China stay open. Make more billionaires and all welcome back. We control your government. We are collapsing your nation. Nothing can stand against us. And your people take our shots and die. Die, Americans. Die. CCP will rule you. And now that Biden has been in coalition 2 months, he banned your border patrol. So the deadly poison fentanyl with one grain that can kill you is pouring in at 360% levels above Trump. Your tent cities are spreading too. And now your pregnant women fly combat missions and I will have sex chains for your little boy. Now finally this evening, it is important to agree with Brian Stelter that no one is allowed to have free speech like Tucker Carlson. He should be taken off the airwaves. And the Grammys, they do not need to wear masks while they teach you to throw Molotov cocktails at police. No. And you need to also understand that Swiss officials blame not taking vaccine for COVID, even though it admits that vaccines are causing mutations and spreading COVID. Good American, shut your mouth, take your shot and die. Cut your son's genitals off, tell your little girl they're a boy. Time to run your mouth, roll over and die. Hello, hi. We run your people, we run you too. So do what we say and we're gonna kill you too. I tell you again, I'll say it last time. InfoWars is not good. Bad InfoWars, bad InfoWars. To Joe Biden.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited banned our video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit banned our video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Kung Flu.
Watch Communist China celebrate America's conception in Shock Report. It's live at band.video. Another great piece of work by Rob Dew and, well, I guess I was involved with Darren McBrain. Jeremy Breen, the voice of the dragon. Jeremy Breen, no, it's actually me. Yes, it's satire. Fentanyl the Dragon isn't a real character. But what I cover in 60 seconds is real. Everything Fentanyl said is true. We'll be back.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two, and we are broadcasting worldwide. I'm very honored to be here. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I've got some major criticisms of the 45th president of the United States, who is the current president, who did win the election in a landslide, who did valiantly stand up the fraud until they were able to hijack our event at the Capitol and then threaten him with the 25th Amendment so that he did leave. All that I understand, I am not a Monday morning quarterback. And I did never endorse the vaccines. I never supported taking them. I never said take them. I'm one of the biggest critics out there because of the Trojan horses, the additives, the contaminants, the long history of secret experimentation. But I did play devil's advocate when I would say, well, Trump thinks they're trying to keep the economy closed for years. They said it'll be 2-3 years to a vaccine. I said, they've already got the vaccine ready. They've already done COVID testing under other names in ducks, in chickens, in pigs, in cows. We showed you all that a year ago on air, and had biological weapons experts like Dr. Boyle, who's on next hour, and others on to break it down. So I said, clearly what they've done is they've gone to Trump and said, oh, we can't ever reopen. Well, Trump only cares about the economy in general. He thought this was a classic vaccine. And we know what happened. This has come out. They said, yes, sir. You know, he'll have to go through animal testing. He'll have to go through human testing. It'll take 2 to 3 years, and we can never reopen. He said, well, you can't do that. He said, Operation Warp Speed, which they already had planned in their war games in Crimson Contagion and Operation Lockstep and Event 201. And so they came to him with a script. He saw all the media, all the shows saying we can never reopen. He saw the apocalyptic stage scenes of China. And he said, okay, warp speed, but if you're, you know, young, you don't need it. You shouldn't be made to take it. And so I'm like, well, Trump is lesser of two evils. I don't agree with it, but he's doing this to get things going. I think he's being set up. But I said, I understand from his perspective why he's doing it. I don't agree. Well, now we've seen 25 countries ban the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is a virus vector vaccine, super dangerous as well. It's kind of the same as mRNA, but it jams it right into the DNA with a virus that goes in. The other one programs the ribosomes on the outside to go in and program, but it's all the same crap. It's very dangerous and shuts down your immune system so much more. And I'll get to that in a moment. But now with all the deaths of Hank Aaron and Marvelous Marvin Hagler and countless others and Ben Stein almost dying, and I saw the numbers. It's in the printer. I forgot to get it. They're having double the side effects and deaths with the Moderna and the Pfizer mRNA than they are with the AstraZeneca. But they're making it all about AstraZeneca as the distraction. Oh, it was the AstraZeneca caused the problems. And believe me, it's got its problems. It like shoots some chimpanzee virus into you with another virus. I mean, this is dangerous stuff into your cells. This isn't like a normal vaccine, folks, where the old, like, you know, they put a dead bacteria or a dead virus in and your body learns how to kill it and learns it's an outsider. That's got its own side effects, but it works sometimes. You know, they cook it up on dead babies. If the baby had cancer viruses, well, you get cancer. Or they cook it up on peanuts, you now get a peanut allergy and die if you get around peanuts. I mean, there's a lot of problems with the old one. They tried to cover it up, but now they're like, Trump says it's safe and effective, and so does the British prime minister. But it's not. I have a stack of articles where they say, well, the side effects are outweighed by the benefits. Well, I thought there's no side effects. So it's lie within lie within lie. And so now, Trump going on Fox this morning, we're going to play the clip. I guess he went on last night, too, so we got two clips. And endorsing on Fox and Fox Business that you should take it and it's fine and it's great is a damn lie. I've got the mainline articles admitting doesn't protect you from COVID. Causes COVID mutations in the cells and your cells to create new, real, deadly viruses. Can shut off your immune system. Can cause an autoimmune response. It's incredible. This is not regular vaccines that they invented 500 years ago in Europe. This is genetic reengineering. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And so Trump coming out and doing this, for me, is him crossing the Rubicon, because this is 2021. And there's a major pushback against this. But see, I predicted this. It wasn't hard to predict. It's how they work. They say it's not a baby. It's not a human. Roe v. Wade, 1973. Tens of millions of women get an abortion. Now they're going to defend it because they never want to admit they killed their baby. They never want to admit it doubles their chances of uterine cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, or more. More than double in some of the studies. They just know it's good, and because they commit the crime against God, instead of repenting, you harden your heart, you double down, you don't get God to forgive you, and now you're a servant of evil, and now you're going to support euthanizing old people. Now you're going to support keeping babies alive and selling their organs. Because once you're on that track, you never... Look, folks, I'm not a hypocrite. I've had families say, why in God's name would you admit you paid for abortions? That's horrible. Because I did it. And I repented, and I swore to God when I was like 17 years old and refound God that I would not do that again. And I went years without even dating because, man, I could look at a woman getting pregnant back then. I'm still fertile. And then I started dating a girl, got her pregnant, married her, had three children with her. And then that's the way, you know, I will never do that again. And I repented, and I had that. God forgave me. And it's like King David did all these horrible things, but he didn't mean it. His heart was real. God judged his heart. He was forgiven. And it was so good. If you had an abortion, repent. I still have nightmares seeing the children, though. God still shows me the children as they grow up and how beautiful they were. And I had a big nightmare the other night. Like, I was holding this little baby in my hand. It was like about an inch big. It was my son. It was this incredible son. And this demonic wolf just came and said, you killed your child. Just ate it right in front of me. And I couldn't do anything. And Satan looked right at me with those red eyes and said, I got your ass. But you don't, because Christ has delivered me and cleansed me of what I did. And as long as I don't back down now, I will be with Christ forever. And so Satan, get behind me. I don't listen to a damn thing you say. But that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And so Trump has now been involved in the evil. He could come out against Fauci, his archenemy. He could come out against Gates. He could defeat them now. He could admit he was conned. He could admit he was lied to. But now, like all the doctors and all the lawyers and all the politicians and all the media people that said, get your vaccine, be a hero. Now when people get a regular cold virus, they'll have an autoimmune response. It's going to kill a bunch of them. And their PCR test tests anything as a COVID virus. They're going to say it's a new COVID virus. You watch next year. And we're now in the trap with, quote, all the new strains. It's not new strains. It's the new strains being cooked up in the people. All the science shows it. And then Trump will come out and say, oh, take more vaccines for the new one. And they'll all be involved in the cover-up together because Trump got caught in the bear trap. And Trump is now compromised. And I would expect to see him betray us when they come for the guns. I would expect to see him betray us when they come to open the borders. I mean, he's still doing a lot of good stuff, and I hope I'm wrong. But kissing his ass ain't going to fix it. You got to get a hold of Trump. You got to get a hold of his family, all of you. And you got to say this is wrong, and you need to come out and admit you were conned and say the vaccine should be investigated and that you were lied to by Fauci. But instead, Fauci said last week, we need you to come out and tell your people to take it. And Trump took the damn bait, and this is a disaster. And I will not lie to the audience. Here he is.
That you received the vaccine, Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock, and what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened. This would have happened in many, many years from now if we didn't. That's enough.
So here's the deal. He signed on to it. They gave him a bunch of drugs, made him feel great. He sees a nice doctor and thinks, well, it's a big, evil global corporation. It's the UN, it's Bill Gates. Bypassing all the trials, they tricked you to do it, and now your name signed onto it, and so now you're like, oh, you know, there might be a few problems, but let's move forward. No, he said it's safe. It's not safe. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And so Trump has to pull out of this now. We need to see Trump come out and clarify this very soon, or, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go along with it. I know you're not as well. We should probably open the phones up and do a whole show on this. In fact, regardless, we got a big guest coming up next hour. I got even more coming up next segment. Let's look at the current countries banning these, the deaths, the convulsions, the evil, and the fact they admit it doesn't protect you and breeds deadly violence. Mainline News admits it creates deadly strains, turns you into COVID-25 factories.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the next two segments, that key report on the globalist plan for a controlled end of the world in or around the year 2030. Learn what Agenda 2035 is exclusively. And I'm as serious as a heart attack. People figure that out now. People should hear me say this stuff 25 years ago. It's all come true. I've studied their documents, all their information, fused it together. I have a lot of contacts, a lot of sources, but I'm now above basically any of those sources except for a few of the top globalists. I'm one of the only people outside the top globalist leadership that actually have all the contacts and all the info to see their complete master plan. And again, I'm not bragging. It's true. And I literally cannot tell you more at that point. Okay. But I have briefed world leaders. I have briefed the president. I have briefed the former head of defense intelligence. I have briefed former head of national security. I have briefed all of them and they agree with me. And that's why seeing Trump go this way is really, really sad. But you cannot put your faith and trust in man, only put it in God. I mean, hell, all this CG video coming out with Biden, who even knows if he's even alive right now? I mean, we are in the Twilight Zone situation right now. Two big issues. Today is the last day to get free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. That means on X2, X3, TurboForce, all of it. Down and out, our new liquid formula, even stronger than Knockout. And Knockout's great. Maybe you don't want something super strong. Knockout's great. It's got eight different formulas to make you sleep good. This is about four times stronger, and it's a different formula. But it's got four times the melatonin just alone in it, okay? So that's 40% off free shipping. The krill oil is the highest grade out there. That's 40% off free shipping. That is going to have to end tomorrow. BrainForce Plus is back in stock. The Great Nootropic, it's 50% off in free shipping. That's our new big sale, so that will extend after tomorrow. But the others will be over tomorrow, InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately, you can either pay like $600 for a sat phone and buy your minutes on a card, or you can pay nothing for the sat phone and then buy your minutes each month with a yearly contract. Both deals are the best deals out there. We've chosen to go with this one. Steve Quayle loves it. And it's a great deal, and it's InfoWarsPhone.com. He's just the guy that recommended this. But when the cell towers go down, all the power failure, satellite phones still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in extreme remote location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone, only $99.95 per month for 150 minutes per month. That's a great deal. No charge for receiving calls. That's key. Everybody can call you on the phone from other cell phones or landlines to your satellite phone. So they're calling you. It's not geolocating you. That's the value right there. Car antennas and home antennas are also available for satellite phones. You have to be outdoors when you use it. If not, use it outdoors, and it works anywhere in the world, traveling in your vehicle as well. Stay in touch with loved ones during a national and international emergency, InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com or order by phone 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones Special, 941-955-1020. InfoWarsPhone.com. And we will stop right there. I think they've already sold like 3,000 phones, they were telling me. That's great, because everybody needs to get those, and that funds the operation. And I'm doing this because it's a great deal, and we get $5 per phone that's sold to fund the operation. He said, that's not that much money. Well, it doesn't matter. That's actually a good deal. That's what we're doing. We go with other folks and make $50 a phone. We're doing that because it's one of the best deals out there. And they also do some advertising on the website. I'm going to stop right there, InfoWarsPhone.com. And I've got one. I need to hook it up and use it. It's really easy to do, but it's still in the box in my office, so I'm going to get around to that very soon because it's great. Everybody can call the number. It's free for you. It only costs when you call. Understand? It's like beyond a block it pocket or a privacy pocket. Okay, where should I
start this segment ahead of this big report. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and just read headlines in the vaccine stack from today. Overhead shot, please. The crew found another article I didn't know of, the New York Times, right when they were launching the COVID attack a year and 3 months ago. It's the end of humanity, and maybe it's for the best. New York Times says, get rid of humans. They're evil. That's their religion. Just remember that when you see this. Former State Department lead investigator says COVID-19 escape from Wuhan lab may have been bioweapons accident. That's what we told you over a year ago with Dr. Boyle joining us next hour. It's not an accident, though. New York official Tracy Edwards says, take the vaccine and do not question what is in it. That's on InfoWars.com. We'll play that with Boyle. Journalist proclaims she would love to die, human sacrifice, from the AstraZeneca vaccine if it helps others. And we found the other two, Moderna and Pfizer mRNAs, are twice as bad as AstraZeneca. They're scapegoating AstraZeneca. I wouldn't take it either, to divert from what they've done. Half of French health workers now, nurses and doctors, refuse the coronavirus vaccine. Listen to the doctors, huh? COVID-19 is just the beginning as Communist China plots new killer viruses. Key article on InfoWars.com. New York City judge removes six-year-old from mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping her off at school. The mother didn't do it. The little girl goes in with the mask, huffing the carbon dioxide, doing whatever she's told. The mother has her child taken with enjoyment. That's your contact tracers coming now. Clinton Foundation runs it with Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates. California shut off power to a restaurant for refusing to comply with shutdown. So they are using generators to stay open anyways. Thousands of small businesses, tens of thousands told you're not essential, but all the big companies are essential, doubling profits. That's criminal racketeering. Young Florida man reaches out for help after his parents were taken away by the FBI. Now they're going after the family's farm. Everyone gangs in. And it goes in how they're taking people's farm and all the rest of it. And Antifa targets you. Brussels prepares to introduce vaccine passports to save European tourism industry. They cut it off. They kill it. Then say you've got to have vaccination to travel. But then say, actually, is it true? Just take the tracker system. Oh, yeah, big cruise line announces, P&O Cruises says vaccinated customers will still have to wear masks and social distance, and so have all the other globalists. It's all a scripted plan. You give up your rights, you get enslaved, you do what they say, and they go, guess what, slave? I'm altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. Family kicked off flight for not forcing four-year-old autistic son to wear masks. Autistic children won't wear them, so they already brain damaged him with the vaccine. Now you can't fly. Aww. New York City judge removes six-year-old, already mentioned that, from the mommy. Nevada bill seeks to auto-enroll residents for organ donors. They're auto-enrolling you in all the death, in all the evil. Continuing, Swiss officials blame future fourth wave of COVID on non-vaccinated, but they even admitted NPR it causes your body to be a factory of deadly viruses and causing mass mutations. The vaccine causes you to create deadly viruses, which they'll then claim are some new thing that global warming caused. Top vaccine scientists warns that the world should halt all COVID-19 vaccines immediately or uncontrollable monster will be unleashed. He just repeats what NPR admitted. Why are they admitting it all? Because they want to have plausible deniability. That's why. And here's the Memorial Sloan Kettering cancer, again, found 3 years ago that RNA from viruses is the main cause of cancer, not mutations in DNA. It's the viruses, and they say that mRNA testing will probably cause massive cancer. And guess what? In the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation document right here from 3 years ago, 2018, they admit in Crimson Contagion Drill, they admit that it'll actually destroy your immunity and create deadly viruses. But, oh, the FBI couldn't get involved. They're all just cokehead lawyers. You know, they're all just little pedos or whatever at the top, I guess. So they're like, oh, let the scientists do what they want. Yeah, with Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of it. All right, Agenda 35. You heard about it here first. The controlled end of the world coming up. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
heavyweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, is dead. He died from the effects of the vaccine after taking the vaccine, just like Hank Aaron. Baseball Hall of Famer and former MLB home run king, Hank Aaron is dead at 86. A great guy, thought he was helping folks, took the shot first, saying he wanted to encourage other black folks to take it because he saw the statistics that blacks are double affected by COVID-19. He didn't know that's because of vitamin D3. If you remember, last year, Bill Gates said on national TV that 80% of people would get bad side effects and that 700,000 people would get sick or die.
Every single thing that you have seen play out in front of your eyes, all of them laid out in their tabletop exercise, which, by the way, fact checkers have said has nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. Just happenstance. This is that wonderful universe of improbabilities where events just co-emerge and then nature conveniently backs itself into our architecture.
Trees have banned travel from the worst affected areas.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Dis and misinformation circulating over the internet.
Across the world, misinformation about the virus is being shared online.
A significant demand for N95 masks and gloves are on the rise.
The demand for N95 masks to prevent the deadly airborne virus has surged.
We could eventually have 52 million treatment courses per year, but it will take many months to get there.
We're still many months out from having something that we can really deploy to the public.
And 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
The new poll finds that 49% of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine should an effective one be discovered.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. How would he even know that with unapproved vaccines that they're now testing that are unapproved? Because they tested them secretly in animals years before they rolled out COVID-19. This is a large strategic plan.
There's a UN document. This is common knowledge. And it basically outlined the lockdowns, and they just gave it to each country and allowed each country to tweak it for their own people, to make it more palpable for their people, and to give the impression that it wasn't an international document disseminated to all countries, to make it people think that every country made up their own rules. No. The five levels of lockdown were in there. In a place like Ireland, they went level 1 to 5. In a place like Canada, where we like colors, now we got green to gray. It's still five levels of lockdown. All the five levels are identical. They used Australia as the model for the fifth level of lockdown, where you can't leave your house, you can't go can't literally do anything. And that's what they really want to do here. Well, I heard about the mandatory quarantine hotels, and I knew right away it's a complete violation of our rights. And the only reason they're doing it is because they want to convince you to accept the vaccine passport. I want to stress that. Everything that they're doing, closing your business, closing your gym, forcing you to wear a mask, all the stuff they're doing is to try to convince you that it's a good idea for you to go along with this idea of a vaccine passport so they can vaccinate you multiple times a year, every year, and then use that as an excuse to prevent you from travel, work, congregating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you think it's a conspiracy theory, they already have it in place in Israel, and they've already made it quite clear that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be relegated to small shops and grocery stores, and you're basically shunned from the rest of society. And that's what they want. They want a complete medical tyranny on you.
So there was an obstetrician gynecologist in Miami who received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine on December 18th. And shortly after receiving the vaccine, he reportedly developed acute immune thrombocytopenia. He died 16 days after getting the vaccine.
Well, there's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Now, they report that this person is in stable condition, but the person had been hospitalized after this allergic event.
Jean Marie Nacer is a nurse in Boca Raton who says she is not getting a vaccine for COVID.
I've looked at the science. I've studied what they have put forth in their studies and their warnings, their precautions, and the side effects, and I am not comfortable to say that this is something that would be safe for myself.
She says she found the information provided by Pfizer and available on the FDA's website.
Not only that it's being rushed, they flat out admit that they didn't do the full study. They haven't provided that information, and that they say they'll follow up for 24 months.
AstraZeneca's European nightmare worsening is Ireland, Netherlands, latest to ban jabs along with Italy and others. This is all AP, zero heads. Look, top of drudge. Germany, France, Italy, halt COVID vax over blood clot fears. Shot ban in 17 nations. Yeah, click on that. Wow, is Matt Drudge back?
Now, it's easy to cover up the massive deaths at nursing homes and the massive deaths at nun convents and the massive deaths taking place inside hospitals from the vaccine. But all the famous people dying from it, they're having a real problem. And if you remember when Hank Aaron died after taking the second shot of the Pfizer shot, the media said, oh, we talked to the medical examiner. They did an autopsy. He didn't die of the COVID-19 vaccine. The family came out and told Robert Kennedy Jr. that they didn't do an autopsy and that he died after the second shot.
InfoWars.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And I know you as the listeners are focused. That's fine. I appreciate that. You heard me say we're going to air this 2035 report when we come back. And I just went off and had lunch, was getting ready for the report to come on, and I saw something else come on while I was eating lunch. I was like, holy hell, what's that? And so I ran back in there, and they're like, oh, we didn't know you wanted to air this report. So that was not a tactic to say, coming back 2035. And so you, the whole show, I'm like saying, it's coming up. That wasn't a tactic to then leave you there in the lurch with what we just aired. It's great. Everything I do, I shoot in writing from now on. I should have a little computer that puts a printout. So the military does that. And then it's like a bzzz. And I can just, because crew's great. Maybe I should just quit. Seriously, I'm thinking about, I've kind of done my mission, haven't I? Maybe I should just walk out of here and they do a better job and never see me again. Because I could either cancel Dr. Francis Boyle coming on to talk about how this is a massive crime against humanity, a biological weapons attack on humanity, and the master plan and what they're planning and what they're doing. And I had him for an hour, but I also said I'm going to air this report. Because I came in this morning, I said, you got till 12:30 to get this report ready and add graphics to it, because we're going to air this. And I said, here's the articles I want at 12:30 to put over this thing we're going to air. And then I promoted it. And I'm not even bitching. I'm trying to understand why I'm the worst communicator
worse, do a better job. Get your ass together now. I'm serious. I suck. Can't get shit. They're freaking killing everybody. Everybody's in a trance. All right, let's go to rebroadcast for a while. We'll see if I get boil on. I'm serious, man. I'm 2 inches, folks, from walking out here forever. Can't do this anymore, man. We're in a damn war. They're murdering everybody. It's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. Here, let's hear Governor Newsom. Let's hear Trump one more time tell us how great the vaccines are. But first, let's play the five-minute clip. Clip three. Alex Jones speaks to us at Bilderberg 2013. Remember, oh, did it even exist? Oh, is there even a secret group? Yeah, they're a secret group, and they want your ass dead. Here it is.
Well, it's important to be here protesting this group because whilst you may not really be able to stop the agenda that they've got planned for the next 100 years, I think it is important to let them know that we know what they're about.
In my opinion, it's a whole conflict of interest thing. I mean, you've got George Osborne and Ed Balls up there. They work for opposite parties. Why are they discussing agendas, including financial agendas, behind closed doors in complete privacy? I see it as a conflict of interest, not just for the UK, but for the world. And you can't discuss matters like Africa without having African representatives of African countries here to talk about it with them. I see that as nefarious. Who are they to make those decisions?
There are powerful corporate groups above government manipulating things. They're the ones that set up the EU. A lot of their minutes have leaked. Documents have been stolen. They've confirmed they're real. WikiLeaks. They set a lot of policies. They steer much of our world. And the people that are attendees, they steer other organizations that manage other areas.
Well, I've been listening to Alex Jones on Infowars.com quite a lot, and I know that they are basically a shadow government, and they're trying to rule the world, and I just don't agree with it.
I think it's an undemocratic meeting, a conference, where decisions are made and the people are not involved, and I'm mainly here to raise awareness, and I hope the German press will also lift the veil and start reporting on it.
I talked to 5 different national media outlets who are already doing profiles on me, and several of them asked to come here and were told they couldn't. And one of them told me off record, oh, you're right. Well, I'm blown away. They said, don't even mention that. It's finally been in the Huffington Post. It's finally been in CNBC covered it.
Now the mainstream press seems to be coming out and talking about them. Seems some sort of a tipping point's been reached. I just thought, if you've got that much secrecy, that much power, that much money, must be something going on.
If you look at the Queen in this country, if you look at her as a head of state, these people are ahead of a world or global situation. So they're way above her. And that's quite a frightening concept, where you have a small handful of people controlling the entire world.
I mean, if you get the Bilderberg nod, like Bill Clinton did in 1991, little-known governor, you're going right to the top. If you get the Bilderberg nod, like Tony Blair did 2 years before he became prime minister, they plan things 2, 3, 4 years out on the schemes and the programs, and always right after Bilderberg, you then see their talking points being regurgitated at G8, G20, being pushed by the media outlets they own and control.
I'd say to people, dismiss it as just a bunch of conspiracy theory. That really, why are you saying that? Have you looked into it? If you've looked into it properly, you're not going to be of the opinion that it's just conspiracy theory.
Every time I try to talk to people, they glaze over and they call me a conspiracy theorist. Those people are sheeple. They just go along to get along.
Well, those people unfortunately still have their head in the sand. They're driven by the system. They're controlled by the system, and they'll die by the system.
Ask those questions. We're in the middle of the LIBOR scandal at the moment. We've got the lobbying scandal at the same time, and you've got George Osborne and Ed Balls there behind closed doors. Ask the question, what are they doing there? It's the public's right to know. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's on record that they're there. They're on the list of attendees. We want to know what they're talking about.
I know that you received the vaccine. Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock, and what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened. This would have happened in many, many years from now if I didn't get involved and if we didn't get involved.
Yeah, tell me more about that. I remember you were talking about when you were in office, you were talking about the meeting that you held with the major pharmaceutical company heads, and you were garnering all of their support to work together to ensure that a vaccine was on the market as soon as possible. And you said that one issue that you were trying to do was to alleviate any bureaucracies within the FDA. How was it that you were able to encourage a vaccine on the market within 9 months? That was quite extraordinary.
Well, I wouldn't say the FDA loves me, but I pushed them very, very hard, harder than they've ever been pushed. And a number of the people in the FDA admitted that, and at the end they were very happy. But they did not like me. In fact, they wanted to announce it sometime after the election because they just didn't. I think most people knew we pretty much had the vaccine before.
And yes, that was a real freak out on air earlier. Because it's normal when world government is coming in and setting up global passports and basically forced inoculations and doing it to newborn homeless babies. And I'm not mad at the crew. I wasn't clear about airing that report, I guess, to them. And I want to boil for a whole hour, but I will air that report because it only fits in the fourth of this segment. And then you've got John Rappaport coming on, and that'll be really memed earlier, me slapping myself in the face. But I am mad at myself. I wish I did a better job. I wish I didn't get mad. Here's the deal. Horrible things should happen to me, and I have no temper about it. But then it's little stupid stuff. I think they call that PTSD. But then they take your guns away if you have that. I'm sure I don't have it. But then I get really pissed over stupid stuff. And I love the crew. Then I feel bad when I'm yelling at them. And they're worried I'm going to have a heart attack. But, I mean, look, it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just here to tell you it's all real. It's all real. I know why you don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it either. But it's just going to get worse and worse from here on out. I wish it wasn't true. I wish none of this was true. And I know why people are going to go along with it. They're not going to believe it so bad. They're not going to want to do anything. We got Dr. Francis Boyle, who took off from his classes. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and then broke most of the U.N. law. He's going to come up and join us here. And I am having a nervous breakdown. I can't handle this level of Nazi-level secret experimentation now going public, and no one is even doing anything about it. And now these vaccines don't protect you, and they're killing all these people, and it's all admitted. And I'm going crazy. But at least I care. At least I care. Okay? But I got to tell you, I may have to take a month off or something because this is starting to get to me, man. I know that's their plan. They just want to make us all go crazy. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.